Good morning and welcome to Friday. It's 11 minutes after 5. It's Friday. Yay! Hey, it's Friday. Yay!
It's payday. Yay!
That's right. I forgot that it was payday today. Thank you for reminding me.
All right.
Well, you know what? Payday isn't actually payday.
Well, I mean, after all of the bills are paid, yeah, there's a few pennies left.
I refer to payday as exchange day.
Yeah.
This company gives me some credit in the bank.
Uh-huh.
I then, in turn, give it all away to other people.
Right. Seems to be that way, doesn't it?
I take it in, and then I push it away.
Yeah.
And disperse it. That's the economy, man. We're doing everything we can to help Obama have a great economy. So welcome to the Friday version of the program. We're going to have some fun today. Football. Last night.
Holy cow.
Peyton did fairly well.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. And I think people might have been shocked when they heard that, you know, not only that he threw 7 touchdown passes, but who was the last guy to do it? All of the great quarterbacks over the last 40 years, Joe Montana, Dan Marino, John Elway, Brett Favre, nobody had ever thrown 7 touchdown passes in a game since Joe Capp of the Minnesota Vikings back in 1969, and I have included a video of it on my blog on WSAU.com, a video narrated by the late Pat Summerall of Joe Capp's famous day back in 1969.
Awesome.
So you can go to WSAU.com and check that out.
I was inundated with, I've got family that lives in Denver, and I was following a little bit of Dennis Miller on Facebook, and man, was he whining about. They were both whining about the lightning and the rain delay of the game, calling the football commissioner a wuss for delaying everything because somebody might get wet in the rain.
So you might get hit by lightning.
Yeah, you know what? It's football. Isn't that part of the game? And he's running down there. Oh, he's hit by lightning. He shook it off, and he's
They don't care about the players, the fans, you know. The players, I mean, it's just, we'll just pay them off later down the line if they're, you know, fried by the lightning.
There'll be another lawsuit saying the NFL doesn't protect them enough from lightning strikes.
It was 100 degrees in Denver at 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon, and at game time it was like 86.
That's warm. It's still warm. God. Very, very warm. But I enjoyed just following a little bit. We had a whole bunch of stuff going on in the Casa de Mila encampment yesterday, so I didn't get to watch much of the game, but I was following a little bit of it. Fascinating. Now, do you think that this is indicative of the start of Denver, or was this just a fluke?
Well, I mean, Peyton Manning is one of the greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. So, I mean, obviously,
until he takes a good hit and his neck snaps off.
Well, I mean, he's coming back from severe neck problems, surgery.
Do you think he's 100%?
I think he's better than he was last year. He had a pretty good year last year coming back from the injury. Right. He's supposed to be in better shape now.
So, who picked up Tebow over the weekend?
Nobody.
Huh?
Nobody. And they were talking about last night that Tebow has the Tebow camp, and he has a camp.
Yeah.
Has put out the word that A, he wants to continue his NFL dream. He's not interested in playing in Canada.
Okay.
He will only play quarterback. He's not interested in switching positions.
Okay.
And so no one is really going to be that much interested in that. He did get a feeler, apparently, from the International...
Manti Te'o's girlfriend?
No, the International Rugby League is interested in Tim Tebow, but he said he's not interested in that either.
Well,
he may be able to keep his NFL dream going, but I'm not sure the NFL is going to agree with it.
The NFL's not there with him.
Yeah, they're not on board.
Oh, I mean, wouldn't his phone be among the first to ring when somebody has a quarterback injury?
I don't know. I don't know. You know, he's not.
The time he got a chance to start for the Denver
Broncos,
he won.
He's not that good of a quarterback.
There it is.
There are other quarterbacks
said it.
There are other quarterbacks who are better than Tim Tebow, although
I'm turning your microphone
off. If Mark Sanchez can keep a job in the NFL, then there should be room for Tim Tebow, but, you know.
He's better than Sanchez.
The Jets didn't agree.
Well, I know saying Tebow is better than Sanchez is kind of like saying, yes, pneumonia is better than advanced tuberculosis.
If Jacksonville is not going to sign him, and Jacksonville has a crummy quarterback.
Nut job for an owner.
Blaine Gabbert is not a good quarterback, and Tim Tebow would sell a lot of tickets in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
If Jacksonville's not going to sign him, you would think, why would anybody else be interested?
If the Packers ran a different kind of offense, I would have liked the Packers picking him up. Just Tim Tebow's style of quarterbacking doesn't fit with what the Packers normally do.
Because he's too aggressive?
And as a backup quarterback, you want to... insert someone in who can run the same kind of plays.
Now, if he wanted to come in and play a tight end or play an H-back, play a fullback position, yeah, there would be teams that would be lining up because he would be good at that.
All right.
But he's not interested in that.
I'm still
going to
stick to
this. Why are we
talking
about Tim Tebow on the day that Peyton Manning threw 7 touchdown passes?
That's Peyton Manning. You know, everybody expects something out of Peyton Manning.
Not 7 touchdown passes.
Whatever.
It hasn't been done since 1969.
Okay, it's been done, so let's just put that away now, okay? I still say that something amazing is going to happen with Tebow by the third game of the regular season. So game one, okay, down. We got the first weekend coming up. 3 weeks, something's going to happen. That's my prediction. And we all know how much I know about.
He's going to be caught
sports
at a strip club with Khloe Kardashian?
Yeah. Since when do they let Wookiees into a club?
Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth, welcome to a matchup with a lot of sizzle and a lot of buzz.
Football's back Sunday night. Faith Hill was good, but now she's replaced by Carrie Underwood. Why were they singing when Joan Jett should?
Second and 10. Let's take a look at that offense.
My husband is stoked about Sunday night. His friends come.
Wisconsin Morning News now. The Jerry Bader Show at 9 on AM 550, FM 99.9 WSAU.